Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Luke chapter 11, I'm going to read the first 10 verses very quickly. It came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is on his journey, is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Prayer always seemed to be that most difficult thing for me as a young man and a young Christian. It was, at first, it seemed like a one-sided conversation. It seemed very awkward for me to approach God and just start talking to him. I was looking for another human being and not wanting to talk to something that was not there. I got to where I was almost Catholic or religious, just going through the motions. And Jesus is praying, and his disciples hear him, and they watched, and they heard Jesus talk to his Father. They wanted to learn how to be close to God like Jesus was. I want you to notice something. They didn't say, Lord, teach us a prayer. Here in Luke 11, some will call this the Lord's Prayer. No. It was more of an outline. It was more of a guide by which they could learn to pray. And Jesus was teaching them how to have the relationship with God, not just teaching them a prayer. The disciples were not looking for things. They were looking for a relationship. They wanted to be as close to God as Jesus. By the way, prayer is just that. It is a relationship. Prayer is not some formal ritual to go before God in an austere way. It's a relationship you have with your daddy. It is not some formal request. It's talking to your daddy. I have 3 adult children. Many of them call me. I have one child who calls me virtually daily. I have another child that they call at least once a week. And we all text back and forth every day just about. I have a child that's in the military and unable to contact sometimes daily, but keeps up. When they call or they text, they don't come to me and say, Thou, Holy Father, I humbly beseech thee to ask of thy wisdom. No, I love hearing the words. Dad, Daddy, God's not some genie in the bottle and we rub the bottle and he pops out and we command him what to do. No, The disciples were asking Jesus how to get this closeness with God. They were not asking for an Aladdin's lamp to get what they wanted. Prayer is a relationship more than anything. I'm sure that there are people who pray more fancily than I do. I'm sure there are people who may pray more than I do. I cannot tell you that I'm as close to God as I want to be, but I'll tell you this. I know I'm closer to God than I've ever been before, and I long to spend time with Him. Recently, I had a younger preacher call me, and he humbled me. He said, "Preacher," he said, "normally I'd call my dad right now, but my dad's not well. So I thought of you." He looked at me as a father figure. Can I tell you something? That young preacher became even more special to me. He humbled me. There was a relationship there that got closer. And I thank God for that. Let me give you four thoughts here today. How do we build a relationship in prayer? Number one, spend time loving God when you go to prayer. Tell Him you love Him. Tell Him how good He is. Tell Him why you love Him. Sing songs to Him about His love. Thank Him for loving you. Before you ever ask anything, spend time loving Him. You see, God wants us to spend time with Him. You would not think much of your adult children if all they did was come to you asking you for money, asking you for things. They never said, "I love you." They never had a relationship. All they want is things. What do you think God feels like? God wants us to spend time with Him. He wants us to love on Him. He wants us to love on Him whether we get anything or not. Number two, ask God for things as you would ask a friend. That's what verses 5 through 10 are all about. Tell Him what you think you need and why you think you need it. Don't ask in an arrogant or an expecting way. Just ask God. But by the way, make sure that you give Him the availability to know that if it's not what's best, you don't want it. Number three, this is so sweet. Let God know it's okay if He says no. Make sure God knows you're not going to complain or throw a fit if He says no. You know, you have no right to demand of God that He answer you the way you want. God is still good whether or not you get what you want. You know, when His things that He can give you are more important than Him, we're not in line. We have churches being judged by things, not the relationship with God. God wants you. He wants to know that it's okay that if He gives it to you or not, you're still going to love Him. And number four, allow God to change your wants. Allow God to change what you want. It may be the best as you see it, but it may not be best as God sees it. You may want it right now. God says He might want to hold off a little while. Don't get discouraged. You got to spend time with God. Don't get upset with God because you didn't get what you want. Realize you get to go back to Him and spend more time with Him. Ask Him to help you to see what He wants for you. Ask Him to give you from the Bible and the Holy Spirit and from preaching to make it very clear. Recently, I spent hours in the woods with God. I needed something from Him. But I just told Him I wanted to spend time with Him. In the process, I got the answer. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.